Well, the conversation turns to a brand new podcast, which has been launched by one of our Eyewitness News reporters in recognition of Women's Month, taking an interesting approach to women in key leadership positions in South Africa. Mia Lindeke has sat down for in-depth personal profile interviews with some of our female cabinet ministers. And the result is a brand new podcast series called Behind the Politics. She fights her battles silently. Mia is standing by in our Joburg studio to chat to me just after the Eyewitness News headlines about this first episode, which goes live today. It is the story of our Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, and her life and political career. But before I chat to her, let's give you just a snippet from that podcast.
I told the president to say, just been diagnosed with cancer, I'm on treatment, and I might at some stage ask you to release me because I really don't want to be bad into the state. Then the president said, until we are sick, we are very sick, then that's fine. But we'll ask your deputy minister to do most of the work whilst you're undergoing treatment. If it's not working, you'll come back to me. So I really confronted it. I used to say to people, be strong. It's my time now to hear my voice. Let me be strong and do what I have to do. And what I have to do is to prepare for my death.
Imagine being told your life is coming to an end and you're starting to plan your funeral. That is exactly what happened to Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Between 2010 and 2012, Motshekga decided to fight for a life. But little did she know that as she juggled debilitating rounds of chemotherapy, she'd soon be fighting for a career and her legacy too. A massive textbook distribution scandal hit Limpopo, and suddenly it seemed everyone was turning on her, even some of her comrades. I remember that afternoon in the newsroom when we heard about the 5,000 textbooks found dumped in the Palaboro region. How on earth, we thought. What was the minister doing? How could she be asleep at the wheel like that, especially given how important her portfolio was? I covered the string of press conferences and marches that followed. The nation demanded answers and action.
This is Eyewitness News.
The presidency and the task team appointed by Jacob Zuma to investigate the Limpopo textbook crisis won't comment on new reports that Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga knew about it.
Who is behind the latest incident of textbook dumping in Limpopo? About 2 bucky loads of books from various subjects and grades have been found in the Palaboro.
Minister Angie Motshekga says her department is negotiating with the National Treasury to secure more funding to support her catch-up plan in Limpopo. The province remains gripped by a textbook crisis with some schools.
Motshekga survived the scandal and survived the cancer. She overcame. Motshekga's many roles, including minister, a member of the ANC's National Executive Committee, and president of the Women's League, have seen her waging various public, often bruising political battles. Amid it all, she silently fought the battle to stay alive.
That was just an excerpt of episode 1 of this new podcast series, Behind the Politics. She fights her battle silently. Mia's with us in our Johannesburg studios just to tell us a little bit more about the making of this series. Great to have you with us, Mia. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Bipa. Nice to have you.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who was really surprised to hear that clip. I had no idea that Angie Motshekga was simultaneously fighting for her life as she faced that textbook saga. How difficult or easy was it for you to get access to the ministers and talk to them on such a deep personal level?
Yes, I think it is always easier when you say to a minister, you know, I've been covering you stories, you know, for a number of years now. I remember I was a journalist myself, covering the textbook saga, and everything that happened afterwards, the marches and press conferences. Mm. But I didn't know that, you know, what she actually went through, because I think it's that, you know, that we try to cover up and we try to face what's ahead of us. And, you know, and I said to her, it's Women's Month and we want to know who are our strong, resilient politicians and who they really are. You know, when they go home, what are they fearing about and what do they think about? And it was just, I was so blown away to hear what she had to tell me about while all of us, we were demanding answers, rightfully so, during the textbook saga. But she was actually going for chemotherapy to a point where she asked the president, at that time, President Jacob Zuma, to excuse her of her duties because she just couldn't anymore. She was fighting cancer to a point she actually at first planned her own funeral. She didn't want to go for any treatment. And the president just said, no, unless you're really ill, I'm not going to relieve you. You're going to go on. And just how she had to deal with all of that, you know. She was diagnosed in 2010, but in 2011 she went for chemotherapy. And that was almost at the height of the textbook saga. And I was just blown away to see her, you know, sitting there on a couch in her office in Pretoria and just having a really heart-to-heart conversation with the minister we all thought we really knew, but it looks like she had some other battles that she fought silently.
Mia, I don't want to give away the whole content of the podcast, but I know she really opened up to you also about her childhood and the role of her parents and some of the difficulties she faced, both as a child and then during the years of the struggle. I'm interested to know, did all of these revelations change the way you view her? Because she has been a figure who, as you say, has rightly come in for a lot of criticism at various points in her career. Did getting this personal reflection and time to really chat to her one-on-one like this at all change the way you viewed her in her position?
It did, Papa. It did, because you know what? We always think that we see politicians in isolation, and we think that they are, you know, these role models, and they can't do anything wrong. But we put them there on this pedestal, and when I had this moment to sit down and just get a glimpse of that, she's a real person. She's also a mom. She also battles with her own struggles, and that for me just, it makes it a bit more personal. I understand now that, you know, what she had to go through, and it shocks me when I know, and when she told me stories about the struggle and what she had to endure. And I sometimes feel like the new generation, we don't give enough recognition to all the leaders. We tend to isolate certain leaders and praise them for what they've done. But here is a minister, Angie Motshekga, who went through some of her own personal battles. And I was blown away when she told me stories about how she had to fight for life. I mean, one of it where she had to run away from police assassin Joe Mamasela. And the stories she told me, it was, I literally, to a point where I sat down and I said to her, Minister, would you do this all again? I mean, weren't you scared? She said to me, you know what? I did not think at that moment, because it simply had to be done. We were fighting the apartheid government and we wanted to see our people free. And that for me, it just sums it up. Some people don't complain about it. They don't say, I also want recognition. But when we as journalists go and we find out, we understand that some of our own politicians, they also contributed significantly to the struggle and for us to have this freedom which we have today.
Mia, it's fascinating. I can't wait to listen to the entire podcast. Where can listeners listen to this first episode, which has gone live today?
You can go to the EWN website. You will find it there. We've got several articles, and it will be uploaded. It's also on iTunes. You just look for Behind the Politics. She fights her battles silently.
Mia Lindeke of the Eyewitness News team, thanks so much. We'll chat again tomorrow and tip our listeners off about episode 2. But for now, episode 1, dealing with the life story of Minister Angie Motshekga. The series you're looking for is called Behind the Politics. She fights her battles silently.